This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at what James says about the issue of rich and poor in the church. There is to be equality in the family of God, so we need to guard against partiality or favoritism, especially in the church. He explains what he means in chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. If a person comes into the church decked out in expensive clothing and jewelry, and another comes in who is obviously poor, how should you treat them? The natural tendency is to defer to the wealthy, giving them the best seat in the house, and direct the poor to either stand or sit on the floor. He asks the rhetorical question, "Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" We don't do this consciously. That is, we don't deliberately or overtly do this all the time. But our body language often belies our actions. The required response in the example James presents is not to show favoritism. Why? Because if you show preference to the rich, you insult the poor whom God has chosen to be rich in faith and inheritors of the kingdom he promised those who love him. Secondly, he asks, is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? It's true, we often see things in a convoluted way. Our inconsistencies expose our bias and show how far we are from exhibiting Christ-like love in our relationships with one another. Shame on us. We should always be impartial toward everyone.